If we think about some of the great saints, especially those who have begun different movements in the church or reforms, we often maybe think of different things. A lot of them began very simply, not desiring to do anything great, but just responding in faith to what God was calling them to do. Think of somebody like St. Francis, who founded the Franciscan Order. Think of St. Dominic, who founded the Dominicans. St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross, who reformed the Carmelites. John Vianney, who changed the church, not only in France, but throughout the world. In our own day, St. Teresa of Calcutta, Catherine Doherty, who's not a saint yet, but she's done a great many things. Dorothy Day, Father Giussani, John Paul II. These are people, what do they have in common? Were they wealthy? Were they influential in society? Did they have the support of people around them who said, yeah, we'll help you do that? Not really, especially in the beginning. Most of them, it was just a response in faith to what God was saying to them. And when they felt called to take up some cause or begin some task, it was often not to begin some movement or some great thing, but rather they were just simply following what God was asking them to do, what the Holy Spirit had prompted them to do. They had faith because they had the kind and humble confidence, that humble confidence in God. They were led to do great things that literally changed the world. Jesus gives us the example today of having faith the size of a mustard seed. What is he getting at? Yeah, to do great things for God, we don't need to have a lot. We don't have to have a lot. We don't need to have a huge organization. We don't need to have all kinds of money. We don't even need to have a great plan. But we do have to have faith. We do have to have faith and respond in faith. And the rest will come if we do that. God's plans for us are often so much greater than what we could imagine, so much greater than what we could think of, so much greater than what we even see. If we have faith, God does great things in us. The apostles today say to Jesus, increase our faith. So they at least have the right desire, even if they don't really know what they're asking for. The apostles are following Jesus. And I think if Jesus had told them, hey, in a few years or in a little while, I'm gonna leave you guys and you guys are going to start the church, right? And, it'll work out, you know. What do you think they would have said? Like, oh, yes, this is great. You know, I think they would have been like, I'm leaving now. Okay, we'll see you later, Jesus. But they at that time, they probably didn't have the faith that they needed, but they began to ask for it. They began to pray for it. And God gave it to them. God wants to do great things in our lives. Do we respond in faith? Often, if we don't have faith, what would be our response? Just like the apostles, I think they probably would have been incredulous or disbelief or skeptical if they would have seen what God was calling them to do. But because the time was not there yet, but they would follow God and follow Jesus, they would receive the faith they needed. What does it mean to have faith in God? What does it mean to have faith? Faith is having trust and confidence in God. I was talking to some guys this week at That Man Is You. We have a little program that we do here weekly. And we were talking about that faith is reasonable. Faith is reasonable. It never is opposed to reason, but faith can go beyond reason. Faith is based upon our relationship with God. Our relationship with God is the root of our faith. If God is just some concept or some idea or some sort of ethereal thing, then it becomes very hard to have faith in that. Just like it's hard to have faith in some philosophical principle or some abstract thing. Faith comes from a personal relationship. If God is, you know, far away from us and we don't know him, it's really, really hard to have faith in what he's calling us to do. It's hard to live this life of Christianity if we don't have a relationship with God. Because the Lord is a personal God, the three persons of the Holy Trinity. We can have a relationship with these persons of God, and thus we can have faith in God. We have trust and confidence that someone, to the degree that we can know God, that we can come to know God in a personal way, we can have that faith in him. Similarly, then, having faith in God is closely connected to how we relate to Him, how we pray to Him, how we speak to Him. Our God is a personal God. He's knowable. And yet God is also totally other. And we can't control Him. We can't manipulate Him. He is beyond our ability to know. The only way that we can know Him, the only reason that we can know Him, is that He has revealed Himself to us. Our faith, then, is reasonable, but our faith goes beyond what reason can show us. You know, the Bible is a story. It's a story of many people of faith. Sometimes they have great faith. We think of like people like Abraham and Moses. Think of Mary, mother of Jesus. Hannah, mother of Samuel, prophet Samuel. Different people who had, they showed faith. Today in our first reading in Habakkuk, we see that the people of God at that time were really struggling with their faith. They didn't necessarily put their faith in God. They put their faith in other things. Things that perhaps gave them security in this world, but not things that would really give them true happiness, that would lead them down the right path. And because of this, Habakkuk is kind of warning them and telling them, turn back to God. The just one, because of his faith, shall live, he says. This promise is a reminder that faith leads to a life in God. If we do not live our faith, then we choose to separate ourselves from God and to go our own way. You cannot be a person of faith and not live that faith. They come together, right? The apostles make their request, increase our faith. Have you ever asked for faith in your own life? Have you ever asked for an increase of faith? How does one grow in faith, we might ask? What can we do to have more faith in our lives? Of course, praying is important, praying for faith. But at some point, we need to take that plunge of faith, jumping out and trusting that God is going to show us and guide us and carry us. Think of the example, the first time I went rock climbing, my sister was really into rock climbing, so she invited me to come do rock climbing with her. And so she was the belayer, that's the one that holds the rope so that if you fall, they catch you. And I remember the first time I was climbing up and I got stuck. Like my, I'm a big person, so all my limbs were close in, and so I was unstable, but if I felt like if I reached out, I would kind of fall down. And so I was really fearful. I was like, I don't want to let go. I don't want to trust that rope. But I had to eventually. I had to let go because I couldn't hold on there forever and stay there on the wall forever. So eventually I had to let go. And that moment was very fearful, very scary. But then when I let go, I was like, oh, yeah, this isn't so bad. The rope is there to catch me. And that's kind of the experience of faith. When we live faith, it's really scary at first. It's kind of like, ooh, is God going to be there? Is God going to take care of me if I live this faith? If I trust in God with my finances, with my health, with my, you know, whatever it is that God is asking us, do we trust in God? Do we have faith in Him? It can be a scary thing, but then when we experience that trust and that moment of like, oh, God does catch me, then it helps us to do it again and again and again, and it strengthens that faith over time. It becomes much easier. So if you want to grow in your faith, live by faith. That's the only way to do it. Put it into practice. Now, sometimes this takes discernment, right? I wouldn't suggest that, like, jumping off a building or, you know, going to the casino to raise money or something like that. These things are not reasonable, right? Faith is reasonable. It's based on reason. But it goes beyond reason. Faith is an understanding. And it's an understanding of how God is calling us to respond. The generosity with which we live our lives is based on that faith that we have in God. That God will take care of us. That God is calling us. And just because we have faith doesn't mean that we're always going to succeed in our lives. That should be clear to us too. That sometimes God leads us into a place of failure or a place of struggle. And it's not that we are being led there so that we can just simply fail, but that God wants to maybe purify us or lead us to some greater thing. St. Ignatius of Loyola, I mentioned him before, he wanted to go to the Holy Land, he wanted to be a missionary, and yet these things all failed. He couldn't get there, he missed the boat, all these things kept happening. But what happened instead is that God, through that failure, brought about the great work of the Society of Jesus. He began that organization that has changed the world, literally. So is there something that you feel that God has put on your heart? Is there something that you're called to respond to in faith? Find some way to exercise your faith, to live by faith. Even if it's just the smallest thing, start with that. And see what God does through your acts of faith. If you never live by faith, then you will never give God the chance to increase your faith. Lord Jesus, this day we ask to increase our faith.